Welcome back to This Week with Karen Creed and Angus Cox. Now we can go back over to our Athlone studio, where we're joined by retired Brigadier General Gerry Ahern, who led EU missions in Somalia and Chad. Good afternoon to you, Gerry Ahern.
Good afternoon, Angus.
I want to ask you about those comments from President Higgins in relation to Irish neutrality and the Defence Forces shortly. But first, Mali's Foreign Minister has called on the United Nations to withdraw its peacekeeping force from the country. Addressing the UN Security Council, Abdoulaye Diop accused the MINUSMA UN mission of having become a part of the problem in fueling intercommunal tensions. And MINUSMA has more than 13,000 troops. It's a decade-old mission aimed at stopping the spread of jihadist violence in Mali. And our defence forces, we currently have no personnel involved in the UN mission, but we have had in the past, and we understand there are 8 Irish troops in Mali as part of an EU training mission. There's been doubt about Ireland's participation in that EU mission for some time. So, Gerry Ahern, what's your assessment of these latest comments from the Malian Defence Minister?
They were expected, and there's nothing that new in a foreign minister of a West African state making such a statement to the Security Council. Withdrawal of host nation consent or support for UN missions is not new. As I said, it happened in Liberia in 2008 and in Chad in 2010. As you said correctly, Ireland has no troops serving with MINUSMA, the UN mission in Mali at this time. We have 8 personnel serving with EUTM in Mali, the European Union training mission. But it must be remembered that the European Union training mission stopped training the Malian army 1 year ago when it was suspected that there were reports that civilians had been killed by the Malian armed forces. I mean, the mission hasn't withdrawn, but none of the Irish troops, of the 8 Irish troops serving with the European Union training mission in Mali, are up country and where the training centre was. They all have been recalled and are in the secure compound in the capital of Mali, Bamako.
And what have they been doing then?
Well, you see, in the statement issued by the European Union when they stopped training the Malian armed forces, they said that the mission was being suspended temporarily and reversibly. It meant that if the circumstances allowed, that they may go back, the European Union training mission may go back to training the Malian army. But obviously those circumstances are, in the opinion of the mission or Brussels, not there as of this time.
And when a host country withdraws its consent for such a mission, what does that mean for the level of risk for troops, and in this case, those 8 Irish members of the Defence Forces who are in Mali at the moment?
Well, I mean, the main discussion about the withdrawal of forces is an actual fact in relation to the UN mission. And, you know, withdrawing UN missions from African countries, as I said in the case of Chad in 2010 and Liberia beginning in 2008, are not new. I mean, withdrawing troops like that falls into the sphere of a military doctrine of withdrawal. And it's a tried and trusted doctrine that's taught in military academies, military schools, and particularly the senior officers on their senior officer courses. So it happens incrementally in a safe and secure manner, and there is always an overwhelming emphasis on the required security personnel that would cover the withdrawal, and it's done incrementally, normally in one-thirds withdraw first, then the second third, and then the final one-third. So it's done in a planned and incremental way.
Okay. I want to bring you back home, Gerry Ahern. We heard earlier about comments from President Michael D. Higgins in the Business Post today on neutrality and the Defence Forces. And in that interview, the President expresses concern over any future investment in the Defence Forces coming before a raft of necessary reforms, as it's described in the paper. As a retired member of the Defence Forces, what do you make of that?
It was a surprising statement, I suppose, is what I would say. And I think it's important not to confuse the 3 issues that were part of the article and the commentary about it that I've heard this morning. That's neutrality, organisational culture, and Defence Forces capability development. Remember that if one is to suspend or reduce capability development, you know, it has a tangible effect on issues such as equipment for our bomb disposal crews at home and overseas and their safety and security. What you're doing is you're putting the lives at risk of Irish men and Irish women who serve in the Defence Forces. It's also capability development in personal protective equipment and the armour, like individual protective equipment, like, you know, Kevlar plates on your body armour front and back, your Kevlar helmet. the electronic countermeasure equipment and our armoured personnel carriers at home and overseas, particularly overseas, where you have improvised explosive devices or roadside bombs. That's capability development. Secure communications equipment like our frequency hopping VHF radios and our intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance ISR equipment. So, you know, one has to be careful about conflating organisation culture, neutrality and capability development. It's not a one size fits all, and they're not exactly related or interrelated.
Okay, retired Brigadier General Gerry O'Hearn, thank you very much for giving us your views and joining us from our Athlone studio this afternoon.